This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, fighting for worker heat protection. Globally, more than 30 cities participated in Acorn's Beat the Heat Day this summer. Thermometers are clear, regardless of climate deniers. It's hotter outside than it's ever been. Tenants need protection, and many have joined Acorn campaigns in various countries like Canada and France to demand retrofits to deal with the crisis. Workers who are forced to labor outside are also especially vulnerable. Local 100 United Labor Unions, joining with Acorn's affiliate in Louisiana, A Community Voice, came together to work with the city councilman, Oliver Thomas, to write, introduce, and last week succeed in passing a New Orleans ordinance to give workers some relief. This first victory only protects workers in the city who are under contract, like the garbage workers and city building cleaners we represent. They will have to get breaks and water when certain temperature levels are exceeded. Acorn India's work in building a gig workers union in various cities from Bihar to Delhi is also having an impact. Regardless of the heat, the workers have to make the deliveries, so getting some agreements with companies about best practices so that they can get relief has been critical and successful in some cases. Survey in the Times looked at progress in other countries, noting that this summer it was so hot in southern Europe, where temperatures passed 115 degrees Fahrenheit, that local governments in many areas of Greece, Italy, and Spain ordered outdoor work to stop in the afternoons for several weeks. Japan, reeling from one of its worst heat waves on record, required employers to protect workers from heat strokes or face $3,400 in fines. In Singapore, employers must install sensors to measure heat and humidity levels every hour at large outdoor work sites and provide relief accordingly. The report added that Spain, at different heat markers, either suspends or shortens outdoors work. In Greece, the government has ordered work to stop in some regions when different heat waves went above 100 Fahrenheit. Some Italian regions banned outdoor work in the afternoons during the summer heat waves. In the United States, much of the progress is going to have to be local, since the Trump administration has pulled back the DOL measures for heat protection that have been enacted under the Biden presidency. Boston, for example, like New Orleans, has enacted a heat illness prevention plan. Seven states, California, Colorado, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, have developed heat protection standards, although Florida and Texas won't allow any protection. Others are coming, but many are vague, depend on employers, and lack any real enforcement mechanism. The World Health Organization estimates that 2.4 million workers face heat stress. In a recent report, they estimated that heat leads to occupational illnesses among nearly 23 million workers a year, including kidney damage, dehydration, and heat stroke, all of which hinder long-term health and economic security. Roughly 19,000 workers die every year in heat-related injuries and illness, the report estimated. This is a community and labor fight we need to make everywhere and that we need to lead. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.